Hey, podcast listener, if you're a business owner, you're about to learn how to wow your customers, reduce the workload on your employees, and increase your profits by using smarter automation tools and tactics. If you want to learn more about this podcast or find out how to use automation in your business, head across to fusedapp.com. Welcome back, listener. We have got an awesome guest with us today. It's Wes Schaefer from The Sales Whisperer. Wes, how are you today?
I'm good, Jake. Thanks for having me on.
Obviously a no-brainer when it comes to Infusionsoft. You are certainly up there with the very top rung of the experts with the product. So as I said, a no-brainer to get you on the show today.
Well, thank you.
All right. So what we'd like to do for our listener, Wes, if you start off and give us a little bit of your background, what you're doing before, I guess, working with Infusionsoft, how Infusionsoft has changed, I guess, your life and how you help customers with Infusionsoft now as well. So let's get it kicked off with a little bit of a background on you.
Sure. I was always an entrepreneur at heart, but I was in corporate America for many years, and I did well there. I had always been in sales, and, you know, for probably a decade, made over $100,000 a year, every year. And so from the outward appearance, you know, people would say that's successful. But I was always frustrated with where I was. I was always wanting things to improve. I was looking, always reading, you know, sales books, you know, Zig Ziglar, Jeffrey Gittimer, Brian Tracy, Tom Hopkins, all those guys, attending workshops. I found Dan Kennedy in his marketing approach probably around 2006, maybe early 2007. I was loving what he was putting out because I had realized that I was a marketer trapped in a salesman's body. And so I loved what Dan Kennedy had to say. He was then promoting Infusionsoft. So they were on a 4-city tour, and I live in Southern California now. And it was July of 2008. They came to the Anaheim Convention Center, so right by Disneyland. And I went out to hear him, and I invested in Infusionsoft for my business. I had started the foundations of the Sales Whisperer at that time. Well, this was 2008. So actually, I bought the domain name in 06 and was kind of nibbling at the edges, right, at launching my own business. But I was still in corporate America. I saw what Infusionsoft could do, bought it in 08, became a partner in 08. And I applied it to my own business to grow the Sales Whisperer. And then, you know, I was really just doing sales training, but then I saw the power of Infusionsoft, the automation, how it helped me generate leads even while I slept. And the Sales Whisperer became almost synonymous now with Infusionsoft sales and Infusionsoft training.
Yeah, that's really interesting. So are you essentially saying that Infusionsoft was probably one of the first things you did when starting your company?
It's one of the first things I did to really launch my company. You know, I had started the Sales Whisperer in 2006 before I had heard of Infusionsoft. And really what I was doing then was traditional marketing, right? Buying ads in local papers and a little bit of PPC, although I've never really done much. I did a lot of blogging. I was building out my website. I did a lot of cold calling. And I would call local companies. Every 2 to 3 weeks, I would do a live workshop in town. And like I said, I was just selling sales training at the time. So I had to be a product of the product, right? And I made sales. And the sale was to attend a workshop. And then from that workshop, I would upsell people into private training or group training. And so when I found Infusionsoft, it changed everything, because before then I had no follow-up sequences. I was using Zoho, right? A free CRM. So I could keep names of people, in the cloud, and, I could not collect payments. So people would bring a check or cash to the workshop. But you know, as you know, if you can get somebody to pay even $20, you know, the chances of them attending are, you know, exponentially improved. And so with Infusionsoft, I could make a landing page. I could describe the workshop. I'd send people to that page. They would pay right then and there while I actually had them on the phone. So I was still making calls in the beginning, but by having people show up or having them pay up front, I could then nurture them, send them a receipt, send them a reminder, and then follow up afterwards. And then those that didn't pay right then and there, I could create a not right now sequence so that either nurtured them to go ahead and pay and attend, or if they missed that one workshop, I could then follow up again for the next one. So it wasn't the first thing I did, but it helped put me on the map.
Yeah, absolutely. And that, to me, is a really common story, really, the bare bones of it. But that process where businesses were building or whatever or whatnot, and then I guess their investment in Infusionsoft really scaled up that ramp. It's sort of like almost a bit of like that horseshoe curve and really started scaling the business.
Right.
So tell me, Wes, what is your current business now? What does it look like? How are you serving your customers right now?
So it's August 2nd, 2013. For you, it's August 3rd, right?
It is. Yes.
Up until March, I was basically a sole proprietor. I had an assistant, right? I've had her since March of 2012. I've had a VA in the Philippines for about 3.5 years now. And I had one contractor here and there that would do some Infusionsoft work and some web design. So basically, it was me working from home, doing Infusionsoft sales, and then some private consulting if people needed additional Infusionsoft help or just private coaching, you know, for sales and marketing, maybe some copywriting. But now things have been good. I've brought on a couple of full-time developers. / strategists. I have 5 Infusionsoft certified consultants on the team now, 2 trainers, and we can really do soup to nuts for our clients. Everything from WordPress web design to Infusionsoft sales and support to full-blown API development, custom coding. So, I mean, things I would never do, right? I'm not a developer. I'm not a techie. But as the team has expanded, you know, it's really opened us up to help. Really, I tell clients we meet them where they are, right? I mean, we have some $20,000 and $30,000 projects, and you know, we have some $500 projects. If the client is motivated and not desperate, okay, and those are important distinctions, then we'll find a way to help them grow.
Okay, fantastic. So why the explosion of the team around that time? Was it just where you were going with the strategy of the company, or were there any other influences into the explosion of it?
March was really just, it's not like, you know, March 1st came and it exploded. I had a good year in 2012, and that continued into this year. And so as the reserves built up, you know, in the old savings account, and as I just saw the momentum and as things were growing, you know, one thing that really helped was I wrote a book on Infusionsoft and I released it last in September of 2012. And then I updated it in March of 2013. And so that built some momentum. Infusionsoft had a big contest that I came in second place in the world. Working alone, basically, that gained some momentum. I was named Infusionsoft Certified Consultant of the Year at InfusionCon in March. So it all just kind of came together then. And so it was just me having just the confidence as well to go. I've worked from home for 13 years. But I finally had the confidence and motivation, you know, to get an office, invest in people. Because that's a whole new model, right? When you start adding infrastructure like that, you have to be ready for that type of change. And so I finally was.
Yeah, it's a very good point. It adds a totally different dynamic bringing on staff because your role becomes, it changes dramatically. It goes from being the person who's doing it and not having anyone else to worry about to really you're focusing on helping others or assisting others to achieve the outcome. And it's a really big mindset change.
Oh yeah. Well, and I had to find the right person to help me manage it. And so you know, I've got a good friend of mine I've known here in town for 8 years, and she actually helped me find my assistant. And so she'll be running, you know, that day to day, cause that's just not my forte.
Yeah.
But to hand that over, takes a bit of trust, right? And because we're local, We know each other. I'm not just handing it over blindly, right? I still will be responsible, but at least the day-to-day, the minutia, I trust her with, and I know it's the right move.
Yeah, fantastic. All right, well, let's get really stuck into the nuts and bolts of this episode. Let's start looking at some of your customers and what are the typical, I guess, needs of your customers when they fall, or your clients when they first come to you. Where are they generally at with their journey, like in terms of automation? And what are the first things you guys can typically help them with?
Most people have almost no automation. Infusionsoft describes it as multiple system chaos. Okay. The extent of their automation might be something like an AWeber or a one shopping cart where there's an autoresponder when somebody buys. It says, hey, thank you. Here's your receipt. Maybe it'll do a little bit of follow-up with them afterwards. And that's literally it for the vast majority, 90, 95% of clients. They may be using something like a Constant Contact to send out email blasts in a newsletter. Maybe they're using Salesforce.com and embedding a Constant Contact or an AWeber form in there to collect some leads. But then they're cutting and pasting from there. They're exporting from Salesforce, putting those people into Constant Contact, sending out an email, seeing who responds, cutting and pasting back. It's just so tedious, so inefficient, mind-numbing, and they're literally, money's just falling off the table, falling through the cracks. And so one of the hardest things that we have to help people do is create an actual process. And, you know, people will get frustrated in the beginning that they'll call Infusionsoft Confusionsoft. But when we really boil it down, and after 5 years, I mean, I don't hold anything back. And I tell these people, you know, tell me your process. Tell me your 7-step process from driving traffic, capturing a lead, educating, nurturing, following up with that lead, setting firm appointments, making the sale, delivering and satisfying, upselling, then securing referrals and testimonials. Can you walk me through that? And not one out of 100 can tell me that. Maybe one out of 200 can actually go to a whiteboard and draw out their process. And most not only don't have a process, they don't even have a dream of a process.
Yes.
So one of the first things we have to do is literally, and it's in my book, a client of mine up in Ohio, Chad, he has a credit repair business, and he drew it on a whiteboard, and he took a picture with his iPhone and emailed it to me, and we then built his entire follow-up sequence and nurture campaigns from that whiteboard. So we have to get that idea out of a client's head first, because if we can document what it is they do and what they would ideally like to have happen, then we can help them automate almost the entire thing.
That's brilliant. It's it resonates with me, because it's just something I was saying to a friend of mine earlier this week. It was exactly that. I was like, well, how are we going to install Infusionsoft? And I was sort of like, well, let's think about what you're currently doing now and what you would ideally be doing. And let's see what we can do with Infusionsoft to actually get you closer to your ideal situation rather than your current situation. Right. So strategy would play obviously a massive part. Are you guys generally helping setting up the campaigns for your customers or for your clients?
Sure. I mean, we can help them with anything. If they buy Infusionsoft from us, obviously we're going to do their kickstart, right? The initial training, the creation of their first couple of campaigns. But we can help really from beginning to end, creating their graphics, you know, their logos, their social media, their content, even, you know, copywriting. So it's really up to the client. You know, again, what is their time frame? What are their needs? What's their budget? What's their aptitude? You know, do they want us to teach them so they can run it, or do they want to just do some training so they are conversant in the application, and then we maintain it for them? So it's, like I said, we try to meet the client where they are, and help them along that spectrum, which is very wide.
Yep, sure. All right, well then let's look at some of the typical campaigns. Are there a certain number of campaigns which just about every client should install?
There are, and the cool thing is, and through Infusionsoft's marketplace, there's something on the order of 22 or 24 campaigns that clients have access to for free. Everything from the free report to a follow-up to like a trade show, you know, or events, social media campaigns. So they're all there to download. And so, you know, obviously the something simple like a contact us, you know, make sure you have that. Then some type of lead magnet, you know, a free report, free video, free MP3, whatever. You need something like that, a follow-up sequence in that regard. I have created personally a long-term nurture sequence that just sends out an interesting email on the first of every month. And I've tweaked them. So really, they're kind of humorous. They're not salesy at all. But they'll go out, you know, July 1st. Obviously, you know, in the U.S., you know, we celebrate Independence Day on July 4th. So I'll send something out on the 1st of July to celebrate that. You know, obviously, Christmas time, Thanksgiving. So, but that kind of evergreen, it runs forever. It's literally evergreen. So I think everybody needs a contact us, some type of lead magnet, some type of long-term nurture, and then various either events, right, like a trade show, or even you're just networking in a local chamber of commerce, and then something. Infusionsoft has internal web forms, which people don't really understand. You know, they look at marketing automation platforms and they think outbound marketing, which is obviously true and important. But Infusionsoft helps you automate a lot of your own internal workflows. And so if you were to get a call from a prospect or even an email and you had to manually input them, or even if they were an existing contact in your database and you want to update that contact record for a new follow-up sequence, you need an internal form for either a new, brand new prospect or to update existing contacts. So that those are at a minimum what I think everybody needs. You know, and the cool thing with Infusionsoft is all of these campaigns are clonable. Okay, so you can build one, and let's say it's a big campaign, it's got 20 steps, right? Well, you can clone it and then tweak it. Maybe you delete two and add three, but you don't have to start from scratch. Because quite often the follow-up steps you take are going to be very similar, whether you meet someone at a trade show or you meet them at a chamber of commerce, you know, mixer, the way you follow up is going to be very similar. Obviously, the initial correspondence is going to be different, but after that, whether you send an email or assign yourself a task to get back in touch with them, that follow-up is going to be the same.
Yeah, absolutely, totally. And internal forms, which you touched on, is probably one of my favorite features of Infusionsoft. They are super, super powerful. There's some amazing stuff you can do with them.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so we've had a look at a few different campaigns. What's the cutting edge of Infusionsoft? What cool things are you doing with it at the moment?
Oh, wow. You know, I have prided myself. I've always told people I'm the oddball of the Infusionsoft community. In that I'm a salesman, okay? And a lot of consultants, even still to this day, but certainly in the beginning, way back in the dark ages of 2008, they were mostly technical people, okay? So I tell people, I built my business to become the number one or number two reseller of Infusionsoft by building a nice website on WordPress, writing good content, nothing crazy. No custom coding, no custom API, no fancy scripts, okay? Just using Infusionsoft the way it was built and meant to run and integrating it into a WordPress website, okay? So that's a long answer to, you know, what's fancy. I think people get in trouble with fancy. You know, use the system the way it was built. That's why I went to an iPhone away from the Motorola Razr or the Palm, you know, back in Palm, whatever phones they had. I mean, I had I had Blackberries before they were cool, man. And I used to tweak these things to get more out of it. But now, you know what? I've used Apple for 9 years because it just works. Okay. So my honest answer is I'm not tweaking things. I'm not trying to supercharge it. right? My goal is to create good content that resonates with my prospects, answer their questions, scratch their itches, and just do that over and over and over again. Find every itch and show them how I can scratch it using the system the way it was designed.
Fantastic. And that, as you say, it's making something which people can perceive as complex and it's simplifying it. So that's brilliant.
Right.
Wes, this has been fantastic. I really appreciate you coming on. We've got a lot out of it. Where can our listeners find out a little bit more about you?
Well, it's kind of like the dog whisperer, but it's the sales whisperer. So it's T-H-E. Sometimes people leave the off. So thesaleswhisperer.com.
Fantastic. Wes, thank you very much for coming on the show. I really appreciate it. And I certainly know our listener has as well.
Hey, my pleasure. Thanks, Jake.
Hey, podcast listener. Thanks for listening. If you want to learn more about this podcast to find out how to use automation in your business, head across to fusedapp.com. See you soon.